The law of attraction is a term that's thrown around a lot, isn't it? The problem is, it doesn't work. Instead, you need to be focused on the law of action. Let me explain. At its core, the law of attraction suggests our thoughts, both conscious and unconscious, have the power to influence our lives. Like attracts like, they say. Focus on positive and you'll invite positive outcomes. Dwell on the negative and that's what you're going to attract. But here's where many of us get it twisted. The law of attraction isn't just about what we can draw towards us. It's about the action we're willing to take to make our desires a reality. You see, the formula most people follow is ask, believe, and receive. You ask the universe for what you want, believe it's on the way, and remain open to receiving it. But, and this is a big but, there's a crucial part often overlooked, the action. You need to actually work towards your goals. I want you to imagine combining three powerful concepts: attraction, planning, and action. Attraction is about knowing what you want, believing you deserve it, and being open to receiving it. It can look like positive self-talk, self-confirmation, dream boards, or affirmations. Take Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert. He swears by affirmations or self-confirmation, if you will. Writing down positive present tense statements about his goals 15 times a day. Or dream boards, which serve as a visual reminder of your goals, helping you to manifest them into reality. And let's not forget affirmations, specific statements to help you maintain a positive mindset and focus on your goals. Personally, I practice the law of attraction. Each day, I either write down or repeat in my mind a specific goal. By 2027, Clint will make $3 million per year consistently. By 2027, Clint will make $3 million per year consistently. You notice what I'm doing there? It's similar to a SMART goal. I'm being very specific. $3 million per year consistently. By 2027. It's measurable, it's achievable, it's relevant to what I'm trying to accomplish in life, and it's time bound by 2027. So you want to be very specific and you want to treat it like a SMART goal. The other one that I will give you an example of is about 8 months ago, I put out into the world that I had a mission 2025. And I was going to write, podcast, public speak, coach and consult, invest in private equity and real estate. I originally wrote that plan in January 2018. I left it on paper for a while. I left it on a goal sheet. It was on a bit of a mood board. This is where I'm going. This is what I'm going to do. But I didn't take action. Starting in 2021, I started to take action on it. Originally, it was mission 2028. The combination of having the plan, writing it down, looking at it, inviting it, putting it out into the world, what I was trying to achieve. I've now resigned from my job. I am in the process of looking at real estate business opportunities. I am in conversations with people to pursue private equity opportunities. Everything that was in that dream or that was in the attraction is happening, but it's happening through action, not the attraction alone. It's not just wishful thinking. I meditate on it. I walk my dog and I think about it while I'm walking. And every interaction I have with someone, whether it be through Twitter, on the podcast, or conversations that are happening, I'm now alert to the ideas that can help me achieve it. I want to make $3 million. I'm talking to a friend. He's talking about an idea. I see a way to make money for him and a way to make money for me because it's always on my mind. $3 million per year consistently by 2027. That's the attraction. And then comes the planning. Life is simple. It isn't easy, but it's really, really simple. Know what you want. Understand what it takes. Do the work. Day in, day out. You are going to hear me say that statement so many times over the years, because no truer statement has ever been said. Ray Dalio has a version of this. Stephen Covey has a version of this. Almost anyone who talks about setting big, hairy, audacious goals follows a pattern that is based somewhat on this same concept. I refer to it as no plan do. No plan do. The law of attraction covers knowing what you want, but planning and action are what are going to bring it to life. Look for people who've achieved what you want to achieve. Sometimes it's really that simple. If I want to make $3 million a year, I'm going to go find people that are making $3 million a year. I'm going to find people who are two steps ahead of me on the income ladder, and I'm going to figure out what they're doing. I'm going to have conversations with them to understand what are the steps you've taken that I haven't taken yet. And then I'm going to take those steps. We'll get to that part in a few minutes. First, I'm going to ask the questions. And hey, you might not have access to them. You might not be able to go have a conversation with them. But guess what? Wikipedia, Uncle Google, the internet, ChatGPT. There are all sorts of ways that you can ask the questions that will get you to the answer of what you want to do. You just have to do your homework. I know, homework. Fuck it. I'd rather go watch Netflix or have a beer. No, these are your goals. These are your dreams. This is what you want to attract. So do your homework. Figure out how people have done what you want to do. And then it's on to action. That's where the magic happens. It's where the rubber hits the road. It's also where most people fail. One, they don't spend enough time figuring out what they really want. Two, very few of them put a plan together to actually do it. And then the sad part is so few people actually take the action in their life that they need to take to achieve the goals, dreams, and desires that they have. It comes down to something as simple as this. The difference between a runner and someone who wants to be a runner is a runner runs. The difference between a writer and someone who wants to be a writer writes. To be something, you have to do that thing. You have to take the action. You can't simply think your way to it. You need to take action to make it happen. It's about embracing the process. Here's the way I look at it, because we're all going to suck when we start. We're not going to be good at things, and that's okay. It's normal. Almost no one is really good out of the gate. Even those virtuosos, they weren't a virtuoso the first time they picked up a violin or the first time they touched a piano. I bet you they put more dedicated practice and hours into the violin or the piano than you or I would have been willing to. That's the obsession. When you want to be amazing at something, you have to be obsessed with it. Here's how I break it down. Be willing to suck long enough to be good. Be willing to be good long enough until you become great. Be patient on the results and persistent on the process until it compounds. Here's the bottom line. Keep it simple. No plan do. No plan do. The law of attraction is powerful, but the law of action is what's going to separate you from the crowd.
If you like the podcast, you'll love our newsletter, The Growth Guide. Every Thursday, straight to your inbox with the goal to help you be better, achieve more, and become financially free. Check it out at our website, thegrowth.guide. Subscribe and learn more.